This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, His Devoted Slave. We often consider our need to more fully submit our life to God and the leading of His Spirit, to place our life in His hands and release our self-control. We desire to be in His perfect will and serve Him with all our heart. But does our desire to serve go so far as to consider ourselves a slave? Romans 6, verses 20 through 22. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. Slavery has many negative connotations, but in truth, we are all born into slavery, born a slave to sin. The only way to be set free from the mastery of sin and death is to ask for a transfer of ownership and become a slave to God. Our new master then has the grace and power to shatter the bonds of sin and give us the gift of true freedom. We are never free unto ourselves, never our own master. Many live under the illusion of freedom, but we are either a slave to sin or a slave to God. If we refuse to be directed by God, we will absolutely be directed and controlled by the sinful pulls of the world. If we are struggling to break the bondage of sin, we must first stop fighting and submit our life to God. Sin is not a battle we can win with our own strength. The only way to be set free is to receive forgiveness through faith in Jesus and submit. Submission is not just an optional step for the mature Christian. Rather, it is the essence of a saving faith. A saving faith first understands we cannot save ourselves, but must submit to the grace of God. It then continues in submission by daily trusting in His grace to live according to the ways of His Spirit. Romans 8, verses 5 and 6. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. God is sending out His call around the world today. In the stillness of our heart, we've heard Him call us to a closer and more intimate relationship, a more consistently submitted life of true devotion and praise. But He is requiring us to make a choice. Choose this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24, verse 15. We have been offered freedom from the power of sin and death. Let's fully embrace His gift. Submit to the leading of His Spirit. Continue to submit at every opportunity. Worship Him with all our heart, and forever become His devoted slave. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.